Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning. It's the John Osterlund Morning Show. I don't watch very much HGTV. That's one of the shopping channels. As a matter of fact, I've got basic cable, and I've got probably upwards of 1,000 channels. I don't even know if that many actually work. I mean, I know I could press anywhere from channel 2, channel 3, all the way up to channel 999. Again, I don't know how many of those channels actually have something on them. But I only watch about maybe 25, maybe 20 of those channels. About 20 tops. I don't watch very much HGTV, but there's a few different 24-hour shopping channels on cable where all they do is sell stuff. And you can buy stuff. One of those channels is HGTV. And the reason I'm bringing that up this morning is because for the second time at one of their hosts' houses, someone broke in and defecated. Went number two. Dropped a deuce inside the home of one of the hosts of HGTV. Like I said, I don't watch the channel. I don't know who this person is. But it was a truly crappy day for her. For one of the stars of HGTV, one of their shows called Good Bones. Her name is Karen Lane. And a week ago, someone broke into her Indianapolis, Indiana home. And to add insult to injury, not only did they break into her home, but they defecated. They dropped the deuce. I guess that's defecation vandalism. And what's strange about this story, this isn't even the first time that this woman has had her home broken into and someone went to the bathroom inside of her home. She said, last Saturday, someone came in, stole more things out of my home and pooped in the garage. Well, at least the poop happened in the garage. At least they didn't poop on the floor of her kitchen or on the
carpet of anything, yeah.
Living room or something like that.
But if they really didn't like it, they could have went right to the bedroom and got it right there on the bed, on the mattress.
Yeah, and what's interesting about this is there was different stuff stolen out of her home, including some of her credit cards, because soon after the break-in and the poop, she noticed that someone was using her credit cards at different stores in the Indianapolis, Indiana area. it's so bizarre that her home has been broken into and stuff has been stolen from her home twice. And both times, someone left a matter of fecal, or is that fecal matter, in her home. What's interesting is the house was empty because her and whoever else she lives with happened to be at the wedding of her daughter. And something else that's interesting. I mean, how many times has someone's house been broken into? I mean, it sucks that when someone's house is broken into, but your house, her house, has been broken into twice? As a matter of fact, three times total in recent history, but two out of those three times, the culprit has left poop.
I'm not a forensic analysis, but isn't there a way they can take a sample of the fecal matter and maybe run a DNA test to try to figure out who this person is?
You would think, Coleman. Yeah. I mean, there's a lot they can figure out from your poop.
Yeah.
I mean, they can figure out if you have different medical issues wrong with you just by looking at your poop and testing your crap.
I wonder if they had to take the poop into evidence, like for the second time, when the cops had to come to the house to take a record of the break-in.
Very bizarre. And this last break-in, it happened last Saturday while her daughter, again, the HG television, one of the HGTV hosts' daughter was getting married. Someone broke in through the back gate while the family was at the wedding. And here is the final thing in this story, the final piece that really has you scratching your head. In addition to dropping a deuce in the garage, the thief stole various items in the adjacent bathroom. So the thief was actually in one of the bathrooms in the home, didn't use the bathroom like most people use it and what they use it for, but stole things from out of the bathroom, yet still decided to drop a deuce in the garage. Again, the woman's name is Karen Lane, hostess of a show called Good Bones on HDTV, and she says, quote, "It seems very personal and intentional."
Yes, it does.
I mean, they were in the bathroom. They know we have a bathroom, yet they still decided to defecate in the garage.
And clearly they know her schedule because they knew to wait till she goes to the wedding. They knew to wait till she's, you know, away from home. So it has to be somebody she knows. Maybe a disgruntled ex or something like that.
I wonder if they watch her. Specifically, host her show, Good Bones, on the HGTV Home Shopping Network.
That would be the most insulting thing, that you break into this woman's house, you take a deuce in a garage, and you still don't even watch her show.
She said, quote, "I'm going to leave my feces behind for you to clean up." You know, the last time this happened at her home, when someone broke in, dropped a deuce in the garage, and stole stuff from her. The last time that happened, everyone was asleep. So they were all home the last time. This particular latest time, this past Saturday, they were at her daughter's wedding. But the last time this happened, everyone was home and they were sleeping. You know, it's interesting when someone's home gets robbed, usually people just take things. They don't leave things when they...
I'm sorry, we got a couple of text messages. HGTV is a home and garden TV channel, not a shopping channel.
Oh, that's what it is?
Yeah, it's about renovation. That goes to show you how much you really don't watch HGTV.
Oh.
Yeah, HGTV is home and garden, not shopping. It's for renovations and stuff.
All right, well, thank you. Thank you for the text.
Yeah, all 87 of you.
So HGTV is not a shopping channel. It's home and garden.
Yeah,
television.
Yeah. I wouldn't have known that either.
I don't know what it was. But it's interesting what's happening inside one of their hosts' home. She'd probably rather it be in the garden.
Right. Well, maybe since it is a home and garden television station, maybe he was trying to like put on to dump some new fertilizer or something like that.
That's you can use that for fertilizer. Well, anyways, hopefully this stops happening to the host of HGTV's Good Bones, Karen Lane. And I wish her daughter and the whole family, I wish her daughter happy nuptials and hope everything, you know, besides this went well with the wedding. But that would suck to come home and you go in your garage and you see poop and you know it's not an animal poop, it's human poop. Now hopefully they can get that taken care of. What are the odds of someone breaking into your house twice and dropping a deuce both times and then leaving? That's why when I saw this story, something like that, it just usually does not happen.
It's right. Not supposed to happen.
Coming up on the show, Drew Brees has several broken ribs. He had a collapsed lung. And now that the Saints are the number one seed in the NFC to get to the Super Bowl, how many games is he going to miss? Some are saying on the low end, 2 to 4 weeks. Some are saying on the high end, anywhere from 6 to 8 weeks. And even if that's the case, all of that would still bring them back before the playoffs. Stay tuned for the latest on that coming up. As Drew Brees, most of his career here in New Orleans, never missed any games, never got hurt like this. Last year, he missed 5 games because of a thumb injury. Now this year, because of a rib injury and a collapsed lung, he's going to miss some time, too. Hang out with us here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning. It's the John Osterlund Morning Show. So we found out yesterday that Drew Brees has some broken ribs on both sides of his rib cage, and he had a collapsed lung. And that's why he left Sunday's game. And what's interesting is they say that the week before this past Sunday's game, and 2 weekends ago, Bucks game, Drew Brees broke a couple of his ribs, and he was actually playing the beginning of this past Sunday's game with a couple of broken ribs. And then when he took that hit, when he got sacked, that's when he broke a couple of more ribs, and that's when his lung collapsed. And he stayed in the game on Sunday to finish the first half. And then it was at halftime when he realized, man, he's hurting. And he didn't come out for the second half, and that's when Jameis Winston came in. And Jameis Winston played all right, and the Saints ended up beating the San Francisco 49ers. The big question now is, how many games will Drew Brees miss? We've heard on the low end, 2 to 4 weeks, and then we've heard on the high end, 6 to 8 weeks. So it's anywhere in between that amount of time. And the Saints being the number one seed right now in the NFC to get to the Super Bowl, just got to try to hang on like they did last year when Drew Brees missed 5 games and last year's backup quarterback Teddy Bridgewater came in and went 5-0. And it got Teddy Bridgewater set for life, those five wins, because the Carolina Panthers ended up signing him to a huge deal. And so now we're going to need either Jameis Winston or Taysom Hill or the combination of both of those quarterbacks to play well like Teddy Bridgewater did last year to keep the Saints winning train rolling down the tracks.
But that's what it was last year. It was a combination of Taysom Hill and Bridgewater.
You know, but it was mostly Bridgewater.
Yeah, 80% Bridgewater.
Because
still,
last year, and much like this year, they used Taysom Hill in several different offensive packages at a few different positions. I mean, Taysom Hill, besides playing quarterback, and when he comes in to that position, most of the time he usually runs. Once in a while, he'll throw the ball downfield. But Taysom Hill also plays a little bit of special teams and other offensive positions besides quarterback. But now that Brees is out for a while, it'll be interesting to see if Sean Payton sticks to what he's been doing with Taysom Hill, much like last year, using him at a few different offensive positions while using their other backup quarterback, this time around, Jameis Winston, as the main QB2 on the roster.
That goes to show me how much of a medical professional I am not. Once I found out that Drew Brees had broken ribs and a collapsed lung, I'm thinking that's just it for the career, because a collapsed lung sounds like your lung actually just collapsed and you can't breathe anymore. I know you need good cardio to be a QB, and plus broken ribs. To me, I'm thinking, wow, that has to be his career. But no, you can heal from this in like 6 to something weeks, 4 to 6 weeks. That's amazing to me.
Well, especially at his age.
All right.
He's over 40 years old.
And then he was playing last week with broken ribs, and he still played at an elite level.
Yeah.
Guess how miles ahead you have to be a quarterback with broken ribs and still play better than 80% of the other QBs in the NFL.
That's the other thing, and we were talking about that yesterday on the show. Drew Brees is still playing at an elite level. He's not just out there at over 40 years old just collecting a paycheck. He's still putting up really impressive numbers, playing at an elite level. And so we'll see. I mean, there have been I saw a couple of people said Drew Brees may have taken his last snap as quarterback of the New Orleans Saints. But he's got 1 year left on his contract after this year. If he wants to play again and the Saints want him back, and if he's playing at an elite level, why wouldn't they want him back? And that's the other thing. Sean Payton, before this season started, said something, and then he had to retract what he said. Before this season started, Sean Payton said that this is going to be Drew Brees' last year with the Saints. And then a day or two went by, and then all of a sudden Sean Payton came out and said, I shouldn't have said that. Because I was wondering why he said that. They signed him in the offseason to a two-year contract extension. Now, in the NFL, nothing's guaranteed. And he started playing this year, so this year's guaranteed. But I had said, what if he has another great year and wants to come back for that second year of the two-year contract that he signed? And then Sean Payton came out and said, I shouldn't have said that.
Mark says, Drew will be ready for the Chiefs.
That's at the end of the regular season.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you'd want to get him back before the season ends. You'd want to get him back to play a game or two in the regular season before the playoffs start, just to see if there's any rust on him, just to try to get that off.
We were talking yesterday about Saints fans and whether they'd be watching the game. And yesterday, Roy texted and said that I was boycotting, but Drew on Veterans Day stepped up, and I love watching last night, and I will continue, you know, to watch the Saints. But he says the Saints only. Well, last night I was at a bar, and they are still hard on the Saints. They don't care. The news came up on the screen about the collapsed lung, and the people at the bar, they were still holding to their guns. Like, I don't care. I'm not watching the Saints. That's good. That happened to Drew Brees. That's karma. They were still down on him till this day, even though he's winning. And right now they're the NFC top seed. They still aren't watching. They really don't care.
Well, that's the question I want to ask you right now, because I just threw it out there yesterday. I didn't really spend much time on it. But because the Saints are the number one seed in the NFC to get to the Super Bowl, if you or someone you know was boycotting the Saints and all of the NFL this year because of what some of the players did during the national anthem at the beginning of this football season, maybe some of the social justice messages that are out there, if you were boycotting the NFL because of those reasons. And if you're a big Saints fan, now we are over 10 weeks into the season. The Saints are the number one seed to get back to the Super Bowl in the NFC. Are you still boycotting? Or are you such a big Saints fan that you want to watch them and you've stopped your boycott of the NFL and of watching Saints football because they're doing so well? Text us at 260-9595. Please don't text while you're driving. Keep it short. And if it's good, we will read your text coming up next on the show. Are you still, if you were boycotting, are you still boycotting the NFL and the New Orleans Saints? Or have you stopped boycotting because the Saints are doing so well and are the favorite now to make it back to the Super Bowl? Are you gonna tune in because of that? I said, they don't even show the national anthem at the beginning of games anymore. And I haven't seen any social justice messages while I'm watching the NFL this year. Text us, 260-9595. Want to hear what you have to say, if you're sticking to your boycott or not, here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. We've told you about what's happening in Venezuela currently on our show. They've gone all socialism, and most people down there have nothing. I mean, so many people have moved out of Venezuela. They have a food shortage. A nation that once made piles of money off of oil, they don't even have that anymore. They have really been having tough times in Venezuela. As a matter of fact, in Venezuela right now, more than 80% of basic consumer products are in short supply. In fact, Venezuela is now the only banana republic That is out of bananas. Here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning. It's the John Osterland Morning Show. And so with the Drew Brees injury, looking at anywhere from 3 to 8 weeks, his broken ribs and his collapsed lung for the future Hall of Famer to come back. And hopefully he'll be back by the end of the regular season, maybe get a little bit of rust off before the playoffs start. And right now, after week 10, the New Orleans Saints are the number one seed in the National Football Conference to go to the Super Bowl. And hopefully the combination of Jameis Winston and Taysom Hill will be able to keep the Saints winning. Much like last year when Brees went out for 5 weeks with the messed up thumb, Teddy Bridgewater came in and not only won five games, went 5-0 as the starting quarterback for the Saints, but got himself set for life with a huge contract that he got with the Carolina Panthers because he played so well last year. And I asked you if you were one of the Saints fans, because I know a bunch of Saints fans and football fans, NFL fans, who are boycotting the NFL because of the national anthem situation and some of the social justice situation that we've seen in the NFL. Although if you've watched many NFL games this year, which I have, I haven't seen any national anthems played during NFL games or at the beginning of NFL games like they used to play the national anthem. The television stations don't show that anymore. And so I asked you if you're a big-time Saints fan, because both Coleman and I know people who are big-time Saints fans, and they've stopped watching. They've boycotted the NFL because of the national anthem situation, because of the Saints during one of their practices this year wore Jacob Blake's name on their helmet. He was the guy who was shot by police in Kenosha, Wisconsin, but come to find out he had a history of sexual issues with women, sexual crimes against women. And some people were upset that they were wearing his name on the front of their helmet. Are you, even though the Saints are winning, they're the number one seed, they have a good shot to get back to the Super Bowl for the second time in the history of this organization. If you're a big Saints fan, are you still boycotting, or are them winning games making you peek in and watch some of the action? We asked you to text us.
This first text says, I have not watched a single game this year, nor will I watch any games, no matter how good the Saints do. I was hanging in there until Drew Brees stated his opinion on the situation and got blowback for it. Instead of standing up for his beliefs, he switched. So that's not what a quarterback or a leader is supposed to do.
To when Drew Brees said that he would always respect the national anthem, and then after he said that, half the league, many members of his team, seemingly half the country, turned on Drew Brees. How dare you? You don't know what it's like to be black. That song to black people means something different than it does to you. And then Drew Brees and his wife apologized about three times, saying that he didn't realize that song meant something different to other people. That pissed off a lot of people. So Drew Brees, when he originally said what he said in that interview he did with Yahoo Finance, yep, when he said that he'd never disrespect the American flag during the national anthem, when half the country got pissed at him for saying that, the other half of the country got pissed at him for apologizing a few times, more than one time.
This text says, I'm sure like many others, I've secretly broke my boycott. I haven't seen much of the reasons why I boycotted during the season. So he's saying he's watching. He doesn't see any of the reasons why he boycotted in the first place. Still not watching. Have no respect for Breeze anymore. I'll watch, but I won't spend a penny on the NFL. No shirts, no hats, or tickets. Todd says, boycotting something like the NFL is idiocracy. It won't hurt the NFL. It just hurts your Sunday. This text says, I boycotted all of football except for the Saints. This text says, big fan of the Saints, haven't watched the game all season or last season. X-Bond says, I don't give a F if they're number one or not. He's still not watching.
See, a couple of people on Facebook said that I was a big Saints fan, although I am not right now. I boycotted all year, and even though they're winning, I'm still boycotting. I've seen a couple of people on Facebook say that.
Yeah, seems like the majority. All right, so the majority seems to be that they're boycotting the Saints specifically for the NFL, like the NFL, because of all the social justice within the NFL. But then there's that subgroup that's just boycotting the Saints because of all the Jacob Blake stuff. So there's some who are boycotting the NFL entirely because of all the, you know, sports entirely. But then there's that segment that's upset with Drew Brees because of all the stuff he personally said. So there's two camps going on there that are boycotting for different reasons. And it seems that the ones who are boycotting the NFL, they are kind of peeking into other teams because they don't see that social justice stuff anymore. But the people that were boycotting the Saints specifically, they're still boycotting the Saints because the Saints, they took it home. They hit them right here in the fields with the national anthem stuff.
We just heard from a couple of texters saying mm-hmm. they started the season as boycotters, and now they're keeping an eye on the Saints because the Saints are winning.
Right.
We have seen a few of those.
Yeah, those are the ones who I think are just boycotting the NFL in general. But I think the ones that Drew Brees offended personally, that's the ones that's still not watching.
It's just interesting because, I mean, if you're a huge Saints fan, and look, whatever your opinion is, I respect your opinion, and you obviously have the right to do whatever you want to do. I mean, I just happen to be a big sports fan, and football, my favorite sport to watch. I wasn't thrilled with a lot of the stuff that was going on. But now you don't see it. They don't show the national anthem. Haven't seen much of anything except for football this year. And that's why I was asking the question. Meanwhile, do you see the report? Did you see the report that came out recently in the USA Today about several women complaining about LSU football players raping them and the higher-ups at LSU doing nothing about it? As a matter of fact, the lead story on the Yahoo.com website this morning, here's the headline. LSU needs to answer for its Baylor-esque institutional rot, and firing Ed Orgeron should be the first step. We know what happened with Darius Geis, the Baton Rouge native who stayed home and played running back for LSU. Now, three different women have come forward saying that while Darius Geis was at LSU, he sexually assaulted them. They went to the higher-ups at LSU, and LSU did nothing about that. Darius Geis left LSU, was a high draft pick of the Washington football team, the Washington NFL football team, the former Redskins. And now he's out of the league because women have said that he sexually assaulted them since he left LSU and went into the NFL. Darius Geis is now out of the league, and it looks like he may be going to jail for a while. But while he was at LSU, and he's not the only LSU football player over the last few years who female LSU students said sexually assaulted them, raped them. They went to not only the higher-ups at LSU, they went to the LSU police, and nothing was done about that. So now there are people, because the USA Today newspaper published a thorough investigation into Louisiana State University, and now it looks like LSU has a robust culture of turning a blind eye to women on campus who report domestic violence and sexual assault claims to police. That is an immense statement. LSU has a robust culture of turning a blind eye to women on campus who report domestic violence and sexual assault claims to police, especially when those allegations are made against members of their football team. According to the USA Today, in the 4 years that Ed Orgeron has been head coach, no fewer than 9 members of his LSU Tiger football program have been reported to police for sexual misconduct and dating violence. And those are just the ones who went to police. They figure there are other women who didn't go to police. And that's just the LSU football program. There are other instances on campus of these crimes, and nothing has been done. So this morning, right now, as we speak, the lead story on Yahoo.com, written by a Yahoo Sports columnist, says that LSU has Baylor University-esque institutional rot. We know what happened to Baylor over the last few years. And now Yahoo.com, one of their writers, is saying that firing Ed Orgeron should be the first step in curing LSU of their institutional rot when it comes to their football players sexually abusing women. Wow. Wow.
I have my thoughts, but we're running out of time.
We will talk a little bit more about that coming up next. And if you want to text us your thoughts on that, I mean, when you've got others looking at the LSU football program saying that has institutional rot and they don't do anything when it comes to women saying that their football players at LSU in the past few years have raped them, have sexually assaulted them, that all they're doing is trying to protect the football program, and they don't care about these girls, these young women, who are saying that their football players are doing this to them. Serious issues in Baton Rouge, and now you've got people saying Ed Orgeron needs to go. He needs to be the first one, the first move of many at the LSU football program. Wow. Text us. Did you read the report in USA Today? And do you believe Orgeron has to go? Do you believe the LSU, not only football program, but the powers that be at LSU are protecting their football players, their sexual assaulters, and their rapists? I mean, if this stuff is true, which looks like it is, how can't you think that the LSU football program needs to be gutted, started with head coach Ed Orgeron? Text us at 260-9595. Keep it short. And if it's good, we will read it coming up next on the show here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at
at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning. It's the John Osterlund Morning Show. And we were just talking about, around here, here in New Orleans, if you're a football fan, the biggest story yesterday was the Drew Brees injury. Got some broken ribs, collapsed lung, and he's going to be out for a few games, anywhere from 3 to 8 weeks. That's what most officials are thinking. And hopefully, Drew Brees comes back by the end of the season, get a little rust off before the playoffs start, because as of right now, after week 10 here in the NFL season, the New Orleans Saints are the number one seed in the National Football Conference, the number one seed to represent the NFC in the Super Bowl. And we were wondering, because I know there were a bunch of football fans who were upset with all the national anthem stuff at the beginning of the season, some of the social justice stuff. You saw the Saints during one practice wear the name of Jacob Blake on their helmet, and that pissed off a lot of people. Jacob Blake was the guy who was shot by Kenosha, Wisconsin police, though he's been accused of being sexually mistreating women, and that upset a lot of people that the Saints wore his name on the front of their helmet. And then you had Drew Brees, who did an interview where he said he would never disrespect the national anthem by kneeling. And then when so many of his teammates got upset with him for saying that, seemingly half the country got upset with Drew Brees for saying that, Drew Brees then apologized for saying what he said, which pissed off the other half of the country, seemingly. And a lot of Saints fans said they were done with Drew Brees. They were done with the Saints, done with the NFL, were not watching. And I was just wondering, because the Saints are having such a great season, being the number one seed to get back to the Super Bowl, if you were watching the Saints or peeking in on the Saints, even though you were really down on them. That's what we were talking about earlier in the show. And then yesterday, USA Today newspaper published a thorough investigation into LSU, which seems, they say, that Louisiana State University has a robust culture of turning a blind eye to women on campus who report domestic violence and sexual assault claims to police. And this morning, that's the lead story on Yahoo.com, talking about the USA Today investigation, that report that came out yesterday. Now there's a writer for Yahoo.com who says LSU needs to answer for its Baylor-esque institutional rot. This Baylor University over the last few years was dealing with this. Players on their football and basketball team who were sexual predators. And it took Baylor University down a lot. And this morning, again, the lead story on Yahoo.com says that LSU suffered for its Baylor-esque institutional rot, and firing their football coach, Ed Orgeron, should be the first step. You know what I thought of, what I saw? I mean, this is awful. And look, go back to Darius Geis, the Baton Rouge native who stayed home to play football at LSU. He was a great running back. He ended up being drafted with a high draft pick into the NFL by the Washington, the former Redskins team, who now just calls themselves the Washington football team. Washington just released Darius Geis not that long ago, even though he was a top draft choice. They paid him millions of dollars. But a woman up there said that Darius Geis sexually mistreated her. And Darius Geis may be going to prison. He's just one of the players who played at LSU who has been accused of, while playing football for the LSU Tigers, was a sexual deviant and a sexual criminal and raped or committed sexual misconduct on several women. You know, it's Darius Geis was the biggest name, but there were other LSU football players who have been accused of this. But LSU and their coach hasn't done much about this. And it made me think about the people that are saying, well, damn the NFL and damn the Saints, I'm not watching them, but I'm still watching LSU. Well, what about this? This is worse, if not just as bad, as what the Saints and some NFL players were doing that made some NFL fans and some Saints fans say, I'm not watching anymore. This is worse. We asked you to text us your thoughts on this. Again, this is breaking news. It's the lead story this morning on Yahoo.com saying that LSU needs to be, they have to answer for their institutional rot. And the first step for doing that should be firing their head football coach, Ed Orgeron. Your thoughts on that?
In general, this was this text said, in general, I think there is a rape culture or abuse surrounding football, high school and onward. There's always some drama of protecting football programs in schools when other programs suffer. The best way to start fighting is to acknowledge that it is there. This text says, in the middle of the Me Too movement, how do we have so many women who are only going to LSU officials when they're getting raped and not the actual police? Even after they're out of school, all they're doing is telling reporters that they've been raped and still not going to the actual police and pressing charges.
Well, that's a good question. We don't know exactly how many of these women who are saying that they were sexually abused by LSU football players went to the Baton Rouge Police Department, or they just went to the LSU cops, the LSU Police Department, and the LSU football program. I don't have the exact numbers.
But even if they did go to the actual police, and the police did have an investigation, and the investigation was, like, fruitless, and that's why the players were still able to play. Because some, like you said, in that one of the reports, they did go to LSU campus police, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if the LSU, I refuse to believe that the LSU campus police will go as far to protect their program and not do something about any rape charges, because I'm quite sure there are women on the LSU campus police, and they wouldn't let that fly.
Well, for a long time, Coleman, like one of the texters said, and it's not just at LSU, it's in other big-time football programs too, the football players were allowed to get away with stuff because they wanted to protect the football program.
Kathy says, I'm a huge LSU fan. I bleed purple and gold. If this is true, they need to get rid of everybody and start all over again. LSU will need to be held accountable. This text says, what happened to innocent until proven guilty? If you report it to the coaches and not the police, you're just looking for a payoff. This text says, LSU does protect the boys. I have firsthand witnesses to this with my daughter's incident. You know, it's probably unfortunate, but now I wonder if the daughter's incident, did they involve the police as well? I'm not really sure what happened there.
According to that report that came out yesterday in the USA Today newspaper, in the 4 years that Ed Orgeron has been head coach, no fewer than 9 members of his LSU Tigers football program have been reported to police for sexual misconduct and dating violence.
Okay, well, cool.
Those were just the ones who went to police.
All right, well, think about it. If they went to the police, then that's the police's job. It's not the coach's job. That's the right thing to do. If you get sexually assaulted or raped or whatever, you go to the police, not Ed Orgeron. He's not the police. So if the police, if they reported to the police and the police did their job thoroughly, then it's not on the coach anymore. It's not the coach's fault. Because the coach is not an investigator. He's not a sexual SVU special agent. Like, he's just a coach of a football team.
Well,
so if the police did their job, then that's not on the coach. The police did their job. That's all that really matters.
According to the report that came out in the USA Today newspaper yesterday, Ed Orgeron and LSU, the entire university, at least the higher-ups, seemed extremely protective of running back Darius Geis. Documents show that Darius Geis was accused of rape by 2 different women, and a 3rd different woman said he took semi-nude photos without her permission, which he then sent to at least 1 other person. Now, Ed Orgeron was not the head coach when the first known accusation against Darius Geis was made, but he was a member of the coaching staff. He was named head coach about 5 months before the 2nd rape allegation against Darius Geis, which came in April 2017. In all 3 cases, according to the USA Today report, LSU officials either doubted the women's stories or did not investigate or did not call the police.
Now, the coach is not the coach's job to investigate. It is not the coach's job to call the police on the behalf of the women. The women have to call the police themselves. Women have to call the police. The football team is not a police organization. You don't report crimes to the football team or the football staff. They're not a crime solving. They're not crime investigators.
So according to you,
right,
Coleman.
According to me.
A woman goes to either the LSU police or to LSU's coaching staff, Ed Orgeron, and says, one of your players, Darius Geis, raped me.
Mm-hmm.
It's not his job to then take Darius Geis off the team.
If they went to LSU police campus, it's the police's job to sort out the crime. The coaching staff is not a criminal investigation organization. They coach football. They are not responsible.
So you're saying Ed Orgeron and the higher-ups at LSU, when they hear about this, it's not up to them to go to police. It's up to them just to coach and protect the football
team. Not protect them. It's them to coach football. It's up to the woman to call the police. Let's say I got raped, and I tell you, you don't call the police for me. I have to call the police because I'm the one that got raped. I can't say, John, I got raped. And you say, well, let me go call the police for you. I mean, it'd be nice if you did, but you can't.
I would say something legally has to be done here.
Yeah, but it's still on me.
Well, they're saying the powers that be at the LSU football program, Ed Orgeron, knew about this and did nothing about it. Didn't even take Darius Geis off the team for a game.
Well, if they called the police and the police had an investigation and found out that he was actually a rapist, I'm quite sure then coach would have been like, well, no, you can't be on the team. You can't just go by hearsay. There has to be a real criminal investigation, and the coach is not responsible. Like, the coach is not going to go to the room with a little lamp and look for, like, samples and stuff and like, blood tests and urine and all that. It's not the coach's job to be a criminal investigator.
But it's the coach's job when he finds out one of his players, and according to this USA Today report, at least 9 of his players have been accused of this in the past few years, have been accused of rape and sexual misconduct. So he needs to do something about that, Coleman.
Who's to say he didn't? My thing is, even if they did, let's say they went to the higher-ups or they went to the police and the police had an investigation, the police said, well, we don't have any evidence, then the coach would be like, well, we're going to let the guys play. You know, you see what I'm saying? Like, it's not the coach's job to, you know, just go off of hearsay of what the women said if the women didn't go to an actual criminal investigation agency to figure out what happened.
Well, according to the report that came out yesterday in the USA Today, And according to the lead story this morning on Yahoo.com, the Baton Rouge police need to be looked into.
Okay, I agree with that.
The LSU police need to be looked into. And boy, oh boy, the powers that be at the LSU football program need to be looked into as well, because there were several instances here in the last few years of women saying that they were raped, saying there by LSU football players, saying that there was sexual misconduct.
So what would the women have done if they got raped by these kids, but the kids never played football? What if it was just a random student?
Then well, obviously, would they go to? Obviously, they should have gone to the police.
Exactly. So if they didn't play football, then where would you go if you got raped by them?
Boy, oh boy. Keep your texts coming in, because this obviously is an immense story. According to this report that came out yesterday by the USA Today, and now Yahoo.com is saying that LSU needs to answer for this now, and Ed Orgeron should be the first step. He should be fired. That's what is being reported this morning. You could call it breaking news, but this is huge news. It's sad news. Here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. There's a new book out, and it's called The Ku Klux Klan in the Heartland. And it says that the KKK is trying to improve its image. For example, they're now wearing sheets with a higher thread count.
Racist honkies.
Is there really still the Ku Klux Klan? I didn't know that there were any group where you have to cover up your face. A bunch of losers, huh?
Well, we all have to cover up our faces now in 2020, John. I don't know if you noticed that or not.
No, we have to cover our mouths and noses.
Oh, okay.
But losers like the Ku Klux Klan, they still have to cover their whole face. But I didn't even know there was still the KKK out there. Are those losers still out there? Here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Good morning. It's the John Osterlin Morning Show. Did you see this past Sunday, a couple of days ago, four people swam across Lake Pontchartrain? They swam from Mandeville all the way to New Orleans. About 24 miles. Is this a local woman who was an Olympic gold medalist. Her name is Ashley Tappan Dawson. She went to high school in Metairie. She graduated from St. Martin's Episcopal School. And then when she was 17 years old, she became an Olympic swimmer. She helped Team USA win a gold medal in the women's 4x100-meter freestyle relay in the 1992 Olympic Games in Barcelona. And then she had two more American gold medals 8 years later at the Olympic Games in Sydney in the women's 4x100-meter medley and the freestyle relays. Well, since then, she's been raising a family in Covington, but she wanted to stay in shape. So she would do triathlons. Have you ever seen those? That's when you swim for a bunch of miles, you run for a bunch of miles, and you ride a bicycle for a bunch of miles. That's the tri in the triathlon. But because of coronavirus, all the triathlons have been getting canceled this year. So she wanted to stay in shape. So she got a couple of other fellow triathletes and somebody else, and the four of them this past Sunday morning, they hopped in Lake Pontchartrain around 6 a.m. At first, she was freaking out because it was dark. She didn't know if an animal was going to attack her. But once the sun started rising, she swam a bunch of miles. And then she had, like I said, three other triathletes with her. And the four of them together, they all swam from Mandeville all the way to New Orleans. They swam the entire about 24 miles of Lake Pontchartrain, and the four of them together combined to swim the 24 miles. And they, isn't that something?
That's like 6 miles each, right? 6 times 4 is 24.
Yeah, about that. They swam in between 6 to 10 miles each, it says. I was just reading. But boy, oh boy. I mean, she's a former Olympic gold medalist from here.
Great cardio.
Yeah. And she wanted to stay in shape, but because all the triathlons have been canceled, she couldn't do what she normally does, canceled because of coronavirus. So she figured she'd grab three friends and they'd swim across Lake Pontchartrain. And they did that last Sunday morning.
I don't even have three friends that would be down for anything like that.
Yeah, right? So good job, Ashley Tappan Dasan. Good job, the former Olympic gold medalist who wants to stay in shape. So, you know what? I'm going to swim all across Lake Pontchartrain. And her three of her pals did that. I thought that was pretty cool. Here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bayou 95.7. New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning. It's the John Osterlin Morning Show. And we've gotten through week 10 of our King of the Bayou football challenge, picking the NFL games. This is so much fun. And the winner this week picked 13 out of 14. His name's Tony, and he lives in Ponchatoula. Coleman, call him up.
Hello.
Hi, Tony.
Yeah.
This is John Osterlin from Bayou 95.7. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing fine. How you doing, man?
I'm doing good. I'm calling to congratulate you because you won our Bayou King of the Football Challenge this weekend. You picked 13 out of 14 winners. Congratulations, man.
Oh, thank you, man. Thank you. Yeah, all right. It's about time I won because I was doing pretty good there for a little while.
Yeah, you got a $50 gift card for Winn-Dixie, and we're going to get that to you, and you go buy $50 worth of groceries.
Hey, thank you, man. Get a tailgate party going with that one.
Yeah, you only lost one game, and not only did you pick the Patriots to beat the Baltimore Ravens, which was kind of an upset, you came fairly close with the score, and then you only got one wrong.
Hey, that's awesome, man. That's the second time I got one wrong. First time, the other dude got them all right. You know, that was the week he got them all right. I had one wrong that week, too.
Wow, so you really know what you're doing. Congratulations, because there were some upsets. It seems like you have an idea what was going on. Maybe you should call Las Vegas or something. Maybe you can cash in on some really big winnings.
Hey, I've been doing pretty good with that, too.
Well, Tony, we wanted to thank you for listening to the station and thank you for being a part of our King of the Bayou football challenge. And it seems like you've been having a really good year, and you have a shot at the end of the year to win the big grand prize, the massive 65-inch smart TV and the autographed Cam Jordan jersey. Keep picking.
Hey, mark it down. I am going to win it. Watch. It's coming to me, dude. It's coming.
Well, hey, good job, brother. And again, thanks again. And get set because we're two nights away from week 11 starting. We got a Thursday night game coming up. And maybe I'll call you back at some point to try to get some pointers from you.
That's good, man. We're listening to you right now. We're driving. We got you on the radio.
Well, thank you very much. And good luck in the rest of the season. And maybe you'll be winning the big grand prize after the playoffs are done.
All right, thank you, man.
Thank you, Tony. Yeah, Coleman, give me his number.
I got it.
Because he's not just doing well in our King of the Bayou contest. I told him he should call Vegas or Mississippi or wherever. He said he has been, and he's been doing well. But I can't wait till it's legal to bet on football games here in Louisiana. It's going to happen at some point. It doesn't look like it's going to be this year, but on Election Day, we voted. The majority of people voted to make that happen.
That didn't say it's going to take like 2 years to get the rules set up.
It's going to take them a little while to get everything set up. But we're going to be able to do that here in Louisiana, legally bet on football games. Now, the difference between that and what we're doing here with the King of the Bayou Football Challenge is with our contest, there's no point spreads. You just pick the winners of the games. And like Tony this week in Ponchatoula, he got 13 out of 14. And did you hear what he said? This is the second week. This is the second week during our contest where he's got 13 out of 14 right. He didn't win the first time he did it because the first week he got 13 out of 14 right. Somebody got 14 out of 14
right. I remember that week. That was amazing.
Wow. And this is so much fun. And if you haven't gotten involved in this, you still can. Because each week we give out the $50 worth of groceries for Winn-Dixie. So you can go to our website, click on the King of the Bayou Football Challenge. That's where I'm dressed like Elvis, I know. And then it's free. It doesn't cost nothing. And it only takes you a minute to sign up. And then you can start picking the games. Get in now if you haven't gotten in. And there are still several weeks. And this goes into the playoffs. And you could win each week. You could win $50 worth of free groceries from Winn-Dixie.
Quick update, John. You are now 1 point behind me. You was trailing for about four a couple weeks back. Now you are literally 1 point behind me. So you have
I'm
a chance
one game behind you.
Yeah, you are one game behind me. So
hang
I have
on.
To watch myself.
Before we get to that, the overall winner, the overall leader right now is no longer your mother.
No, it's not.
I think last week, but SS Minnow is at the top right now. SS Minnow has picked 106 winners through 10 weeks of NFL football.
Well, my mom says she's going to chill out. She doesn't want to get me in trouble and accidentally win the grand prize, so she's going to chill out.
We would have to give it to somebody else because
yeah, exactly.
Anybody who works here or anybody who's related to anybody who works here can't win the grand prize. But as of right now, someone named SS Minnow has 106 correct picks, and they lead by two correct picks over Mr. Jones and JMGG, who have 104 correct picks. So those are the overall leaders right now to win the big grand prize at the end of the year. And when it comes to the Bayou crew, Coleman, you have 98 correct picks. You lead me by one. I have 97. Then comes our traffic guy, the guy who has a weekend show here, Joshua Dausch. Young Josh has 95 correct picks. Then coming in next, when it comes to the Bayou crew, is Ginty.
Ginty!
He has 93 correct picks. He's tied with Cat.
Blah, 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 blah.
And our night guy, Stoney, they've got 93 correct picks. And then rounding out the Bayou crew is the boss of Bayou and all of the radio stations our company owns here in New Orleans, the big boss, Kevin. He's got 90 correct picks, so there's still time as week 11 starts two nights from tonight. And so, like I mentioned, if you haven't gotten involved in this yet, it's fun, it's free, it only takes a second. Pick all the football games, no point spreads. And if you pick the most, you could win $50 worth of free groceries from Winn-Dixie every week. It's our King of the Bayou Football Challenge. Just click on the King of the Bayou Football Challenge box on our website. And by the way, this is so cool. I'm looking right now. You could see all the statistics. You could see how many people, how many games they've won each person. And then when you're making your picks, you could see the percentage of people who are in this, who are picking the same teams you are. It's really exciting.
And you can change them 5 minutes before the game starts. So if you're having any misgivings or got some new information, you can hurry up and go click it and change it and before the 5 minutes before every game.
Yeah, go get involved at our King of the Bayou Football Challenge. Click on that box on our website at Bayou957.com. Bayou95.7. New Orleans' only classic rock station. I've always said I don't want to be a cop. I would not want that job. And here's a reason why. Yesterday morning, around this time, actually a little bit earlier, it was in the 7 o'clock hour yesterday morning. I mean, while we were doing this radio show and you were going about your daily business, getting ready to start your day yesterday morning, somebody went to a gas station in Slidell. And the customer was walking out of the gas station, going to get into his car, when a punk with a gun robbed him. I mean, all this guy's doing, he's at a gas station in Slidell, and he's walking back to his car, and some punk pulls a gun on him, sticks a gun in his face, and robs him. So the guy, I guess, gave him his money, and the punk thief takes off. Well, of course, they immediately call the St. Tammany Parish Sheriff's Deputy's Office. They send out a couple of cops. The cops get to the gas station quick. And the victim says the perp ran that way and he pointed towards the woods. He ran into the woods right back here. So now a couple of St. Tammany Parish Sheriff's deputies have to go into the woods. And they're chasing a guy with a gun who just robbed somebody. Well, they did a good job because less than an hour later, they came out of those woods with the perp. And a 19-year-old punk named Christian Bickham was arrested. He took a wallet off of a guy at a gas station in Slidell at gunpoint. Somebody, I mean, just think about that. I mean, you're coming out of the gas station. Maybe you just got something to drink or whatever the case may be. You paid for your gas and you're walking to your car and somebody walks up to you and sticks a gun in your face and says, give me your... So the victim gave the guy his wallet. But then within an hour, the St. Tammany Parish Sheriff's deputies went into the woods. How would you like to have to go chase some guy with a gun in the woods?
That's good police work. This dude had a head start and went into the woods and still got caught.
Yes, well, he's an idiot. So good job by the St. Tammany Parish Sheriff's deputies for getting this guy. But that's just another reason why I wouldn't want to be a cop. Coming up next on the show, it's the dumbest thing I read all morning, and this one is a classic. This is the story about a porch pirate. You know what that is, right? That's someone who steals packages off of people's front stoops.
Mm-hmm.
But the next day when he's in court, there's no way he could say you got the wrong guy. And we'll tell you why next. It's because this is the dumbest thing that I saw and read all morning. That's next here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning. It's the John Osterlund Morning Show. And it's time for me to tell you the dumbest thing I read all morning. Porch pirate seen on video wore same t-shirt to court the next day. This is something, this story. And now that we're getting into Christmas holiday time, you got to pay attention to your front stoop, your front porch, because there's a lot of people, and I think there are more people this year because of coronavirus and such, that are looking to swipe stuff off of people's front porches. Porch pirates. Arr. This happened in a town called Goose Creek, South Carolina. A porch pirate has been arrested after wearing the exact same t-shirt the very next day to a South Carolina courtroom that he had worn to steal packages from people's porches. This started with a Facebook neighborhood post. I guess there are, on Facebook, you probably know if you spend some time there, there are different neighborhoods that if you live in those neighborhoods, you could be a part of those neighborhood groups and you post things that happen in those neighborhoods. Well, in one of those Facebook neighborhood groups, people they saw the picture of this guy because he was stealing packages off of people's porches, and those people happened to have a video recorder, a video camera that recorded the activity on their front porch. So somebody froze one of those pictures, put it on the Facebook neighborhood group post for that neighborhood in South Carolina, and again, Goose Creek, South Carolina. And then the actual Goose Creek Police Department took his picture and they hung it up, and they hung it up in the courthouse there. And evidently this person, this porch pirate, found out about how his picture was going all over the place. He wasn't happy about it. So he goes into court the next day.
Wait, he goes in to turn himself in, or he goes in to try to figure out why his picture is everywhere?
The latter of what you just said.
So he went to figure out why his picture was everywhere.
He went in to complain that his picture was being put up at the police station and at the courthouse, and that his picture was going all around that neighborhood Facebook
you
page.
Idiot.
So when he shows up to court, he's wearing the same exact green t-shirt with a red square on it that says The North Face. It's the same exact t-shirt. So when he walked in, the police arrested him right there when he walked in to complain about why his picture was going around. This guy brings a new level of dumb to this segment.
Yes, he does. You know what most people do when the police are looking for them and they have their picture posted everywhere? They try to evade public. They just stay inside and lay low for a little while. This guy went to go confront the police, even though he had wanted posters out there.
As a matter of fact, the last place most people would go if their picture is going around town, going around the neighborhood internet page, going around being posted up at a courthouse in town, at a police station in town, the last place that person would go would be to either the courthouse in that town or the police station in that town. Well, that's exactly what this idiot did.
And he wasn't even innocent. See, if I was innocent, I'd say maybe I'd go. But he wasn't even innocent. They got you on the doorbell video, dude.
Now, he's a younger guy. His head is shaved pretty tight, but he's got the power alleys going.
Okay.
And then he's wearing the same exact green t-shirt with red square on it when he walked into court that he was wearing the day before when he was captured on video, someone's driveway right next to their front porch, being a porch pirate. So, it said, it never ceases to amaze me the level of idiocy, idiocracy, being dumb, whatever you want to call it, that people have when we do this segment every morning. And by the way, we've got his picture in the t-shirt, and we've got the story on our website at bayou957.com. But the porch pirate who was seen on video wearing the same t-shirt that he wore in court the next day, that's the dumbest thing I read all morning. And go see that idiot's picture and the story on our website at bayou957.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.